Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. I am your host, Lord Amadeus. This is the RAWF Radio Network, and I am pleased to be once again joined by...
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder, and the touch of a world that is older. I turn the switch and check the number. I leave it on while the Jedi slumber. I hear the rhythm of the music. I buy a product and never use it. I hear the talkings of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican world radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's good to see him and hear from him and know what the heck's been going on with him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ilya El Vacant. Hola, El Vacant. Glad you could join us.
Oh, yeah. Nice of me to join you. You're right. Exactly.
No texts, no messages. I haven't seen you since Philadelphia Freedom.
Well, there's a reason.
Well?
So, you know, it's hard to see or answer texts when Homeland Security has thrown you in a small white room and has taken all of your possessions.
I'm saying what?
You heard me. So apparently, if you have a giant truck and it catches fire and explodes outside of a large populated area and you happen to be of this complexion, you are apparently a terrorist and you get caught, you get picked up by Homeland Security.
Oh.
I have been being investigated, probed, prodded, questioned, you name it, for weeks. Because someone, not naming who, judgment, blew up my truck.
Oh. Wasn't there tape of what actually happened? I mean, we had it on.
I mean, wouldn't that be nice if they checked that?
I mean, it was pretty obvious what happened, and I'm surprised they didn't try to get a hold of me. I would have told them.
Well, funny, because they said they did. They also said that you said I was a known problem, and clearly I and all of my nephews were our own terror cell, blah, blah, blah. I mean, of course, they also referred you as Los Angeles, and I'm the only one who does that, so I knew they were lying.
I never talked to anybody.
I know. They were trying to get me to, quote-unquote, slip up.
Well, glad you're here. I take it you've been cleared of all charges and you're not under investigation anymore and you're fine?
No, I'm fine. So finally, after, you know, weeks, a higher-up walks in, recognizes me, because, by the way, I'm still in my outfit, right? I have, like, they picked me up at the arena. I haven't had changed your clothes in 2 weeks. I've been, you know, in sweaty, and, oh, God, it was bad. I threw that one out. This is a new one. But, you know.
I was going to say,
like,
stay over there.
No, that was not going to be worn ever again. You know, he comes in, he sees me, and he's like, Vacant, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I have the same question. And they tell him the charges, and he's like, no, judgment blew up his truck. And that's it. That sentence, and 2 minutes later, I was being escorted out of the building. 2 minutes. Because one of the Homeland Security agents watches RAWF.
See? That's our government at work, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, I'm glad you're fine. I'm glad you're safe. I hope you did they feed you?
I mean, government food.
Well, better than, like, prison food.
I mean, ish. I gotta tell you, I've heard stories about the government cheese. They were not kidding. I've had four chalupas of greatness today just to make up for it.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're all right. Good to know that. I'm surprised you didn't they give you a phone call?
No, they're Homeland Security. They don't have to do that.
Good Lord. All right. Well, here's what you've missed since you've been gone. Last week we read the top 25, and it was a little different. We had to do a few different things. So contender matches did not happen last week, and as a matter of fact, most contender matches are going to happen tomorrow. So,
oh, really?
Yes. However,
I had no idea. I was a little busy.
So we had three superstars either retire or leave or get injured so that they were not, and they were all all involved in title matches, so, or involved with the title picture, so we had to do some improvising.
Well, that's unfortunate.
So, the FUBAR City Championship is already set for Philadelphia, for Tropical Aggression, as AF James will take on the unsettled Chris Cage for the unfortunately vacated FUBAR City Championship. That is
Wait,
the one
so
match.
How many titles do I have now?
Right now?
Yeah, see.
None.
Oh. But you just said it was vacated.
Well, okay. Just technically you are the tag team champions, but that's going to be settled pretty quickly. And Superstars champion has been settled. We have a new Superstars champion, as we had two people fight
for
the
vacation. So I missed my entire title reign?
You did.
Duh.
And yeah. So this is what's at. So, like, as I said, you got me off track now. Really. All right. As I said, AF James versus the unsettled Chris Cage for the vacated FUBAR City Championship at Tropical Aggression, and that's going to be a good one. That's going to be. It's not. I didn't call it the unfortunately FUBAR champion. What are you talking about? I said. Never mind. And anywho, last week on Superstars live from Los Angeles. Yeah, we were in Los Angeles, and you called me Los Angeles, and you weren't here.
Rub it in.
We were in Hollywood. We went to a premiere after the show, and
What'd you see? What'd you see?
I don't know. I was too busy answering questions on the red carpet.
Fair enough.
But at any rate, so tomorrow, live here from the Moda Center here in Portland, Oregon, Sassy Applebee's the new Superstars champion. She defeated Prince to win the vacated Superstars title. She will defend her title for the first time tomorrow against man getting his first ever title shot in RAWF, Scott the Headbuster Maddox.
Okay.
All right, I know, right? That is going to be an interesting match. Sassy winning her first title last week. Can she fend off the Headbuster? I think that's his name, Headbuster. And anyways, then we have a slew of contender matches, multimedia championship contender match. Bruce the Shark will take on Davila. Two Triple Crown title matches, Billy Gunn versus Revenge Gibson, and Deez versus Tigress.
Deez versus Tigress.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
This coming a week after we had Nightcrawler defend his Ultimate Gauntlet Championship against the Cougar.
Oh, I missed the end of that because I was a little busy. How'd that go?
It's actually still going. It is actually still going. But yes. All right. So we have Bruce the Shark. Okay. Midnight Hobo contender match. Extreme Enigma versus Conk.
Oh, that ought to be fun.
I know, right? I totally agree with that. That's
like
going to be a good one.
That's going to be a good match.
The National Championship contender match is a rematch from last month's National Championship contender match. Kayla the Governess versus Hobo Ezekiel. Kayla came out the victor last month. She's looking to get a rematch against DW for that national title after being unable to wrest it away from her at Philadelphia Freedom. Platinum Dragon contender match. So we have husband wives going at it. We also have brothers going at it for big championships. The Paragon of Greatness takes on Killa Neptune to see who will be STB's next challenger for the Platinum Dragon Championship. Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Okay. No, I like that. It's going to be a good match. I don't know who I'd pull for there.
It's very interesting. And finally, for a shot at the Immortal Grievous World Heavyweight Championship at Tropical Aggression, it will be Simply the Best versus Kane the Governor.
I like that match. We've seen them fight a few times, and it's always a good match. So I think that's going to be a really good match, especially with what's on the line. I think they're going to go all out.
Indeed. All right, we'll talk more about these matches in just a little bit, but first we need to get to some GM reports, starting with the tag team report from Unstoppabot. The top five tag teams after two of six rounds are, in first place, Dungeons and Dragons, the Paragon of Greatness, and Knox Boogie. In second place, Hotness Overload, Menzino, and Mrs. Brew, Menzino. In third place, the Cage Shakers, the Unsettled Chris Cage and Papa Shaker. In fourth place, Mind Games, the Extreme Enigma and AF James. And in fifth place, Deez and Mithras. The next round will be up shortly. Also, while the team that places first this season will be wrestling for the Tag Team Championship at Tropical Aggression on August 27th, their opponent will be the team that places second this season. So, first place team will be facing the team that comes in second place, with the team in first place getting the first move. Good luck to all teams. All right, so a big announcement from Iconoclast. It is not – so that is how the Tag Team Champ from Unstoppabot, the Tag Team Championship will be the vacated Tag Team titles will be faced by the number one and number two teams in the final rankings. Team number one will get first move. So a lot on the line here in this Tag Team season.
Yeah, looks like it.
All right, but anywho, so that's huge. Let's now bring it, huh?
You good?
Say that again.
I said, you good?
I'm good. I'm fine. Let's bring on our Powerball GM. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the chairman of RAWF, the one and only Razor, joining us. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, El Bacon. Oh, hi.
Anything to report on the power? Oh, go ahead.
As you know, last weekend I opened the scene up to guess your numbers, and those winning numbers were 15, 20, 26. And the following is a list of people who guessed at least one number right to get entered into the tournament. And they are Sassy Applebee's, the Badass Billy Gunn, Revenge Gibson, Hobo Ezekiel, the Agent of Hate, the Writer Johnny Blaze, Tonk, Killer Neptune, Buckshot, Mavo Hare, Redneck Avenger, and Black Lilith.
All right. That's 12. 12 made it into the tournament. All right. Awesome. Excellent. Anything else, Razor? Anything to add?
That's it at this time.
All right. Stick around. We'll talk to you in a little bit. And that's all I've got as far as GM reports for the moment.
I have a question.
Yes.
I assuming I also missed this month's After Hours title.
Yes. Yes,
what
you
happened?
Did. Well, you will be pleased to know that we have a new After Hours champion. And she's out in the chat right now.
Oh.
Your favorite redhead.
Ooh, good for her.
So, I only say that.
Things.
I only say that because I don't think Cougs is anywhere around, and I don't. Anyways,
I haven't seen her. Her husband's out there. He would know.
All right. So, with that being said, all right. So let's talk about some of these contender matches tomorrow. LV, first of all, Well, let's talk about the Superstars Championship. As I said, Sassy Applebee's defeated Prince last week to become the new champion. She defends that against the Headbuster Scott Maddox tomorrow. How much do you know much about the Headbuster?
No, I mean, I've seen him have a few matches, but I don't know really much about you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know that he's the caliber of Sassy Applebee's. Let's put it this way. Sassy, he's going to – if he beats Sassy, I'll be highly shocked, to be honest with you. He did have a good rankings period last month, but, you know, I don't know if he's in the class of Sassy Applebee's, if I'm to say, be honest. Bruce the Shark takes on Davila to see who will face The Undertaker for the Multimedia Championship. Who do you like here, the Shark or the Hall of Famer?
I think I'm going to go with the Hall of Famer. Uh-oh. Well, I think we have new breaking news.
Oh?
Look in the chat.
Uh-oh.
Nightcrawler's in trouble.
Yep, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. He may have a need a couch because... Yep, Nightcrawler has defeated his wife, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, to retain the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship. I mean, you can't blame him. I mean, I don't know why she'd be mad. They both said it anyway. Okay. Well, at any rate, congratulations, NC. You are still the Ultimate Gauntlet champion. So who knows when he'll have to defend that next. Of course, we've had quite a few. Gauntlet. You know what? I forgot to bring Paragon on. I'm having a blonde night.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. Bullet in your gun, I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches, better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen, keep it G, go and have your 70 Sam. Fuck around, beat a neck, hologram, big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake, can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps, with the rats that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggots still sleep, by the open wounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Paragon of Greatness. Hi, Paragon.
Buff Amadeus, having a good day, are you?
No.
Well, we'll start off our Ultimate Gauntlet report with this. Breaking news. Nightcrawler has defended the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship against his wife, First Lady of Anarchy Cougar. All right, in other news, we can now report that the gauntlet did not stop. It keeps rolling even when a championship match is happening, and we started up the new series of the gauntlet. Absolutely, and we started up that next series of the gauntlet with Psychotic Rage versus Revenge Gibson, a match that was won by Psychotic Rage. He would go on to a second match with Mrs. Brumenzino, but Mrs. Brumenzino would win that match, going on to her second match with Strangleheart. She would win that match, going on to a third match with Sassy Applebee's. Sassy Applebee's would win that match, starting her run on the gauntlet, where she is currently on match number 2 against Tiggs.
All right. Thank you, Paragon, for that Ultimate Gauntlet report. And stick around. We'll talk to you in just a little bit.
Yep.
All right. I need to get my shit together tonight. Let's do this. All right, let's take a look at any tournaments that might be going on right now. Oh, that reminds me. I am now about to hit the button. Actually, for those of you who haven't joined the Hatfield McCoy Contender Tournament, you have about 10 minutes to do so before I hit the button on it.
The shiny candy-like button.
Yes. I'll post the link here. Check, make sure you've joined it if you haven't already to see who will face Conk for the Hatfield and McCoy Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. Wow, quite a bit of, we've got quite a few people in there right now, over 40.
Nice.
All right, so if you haven't joined that tournament, feel free to do so here in the next 10 minutes. I'll start it here in a little bit. Hey, and let's see here. Let's take a look at the Philadelphia Freedom Block Party. And it's down to Sassy Applebee's and Big F and Hitman to see who wins the 2 million coins.
I feel like we're hearing that name a lot tonight.
Yes, we are. Sassy. Sassy is she's on. She's been doing a lot since winning the Xanther tournament. She's been on fire. I mean, literally, almost, well, not literally. But you know what I mean?
No, literally would be bad.
Let's take a look at the Spicy McHaggis Memorial Wrestling God Invitational. It is in round three. Devilson taking on DW, Hobo Ezekiel taking on Chris Cage, Mr. Prick versus Big F and Hitman. The Mancunian Maniac is made it to round four with a win over Crazy Serb. Big Papa defeated the Paragon of Greatness to move on. We've got Hot Cheese versus Simply the Best, Toxic Megatron Avenger versus Crazy Mama, Marquis de Sade versus Black Lilith, Hotshot Chaz defeats the Immortal Griffith to move on to the next round, Prince defeated me to move on to the next round, Starshot taking on The Undertaker. The Cougar defeated Strangleheart to move on. Killer Neptune is taking on Kane the Governor. Mrs. Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon taking on Nox Boogie. Sassy Applebee's taking on Mark Caliber. And Natalya Nitro has defeated AF James to move on. So that one's moving on pretty good, I have to say. And I just did the arsehole the other night, just started it off, so I doubt we're going to... Yeah, we're in round two, so... Well, actually, there's a lot of... Let's see here. We got the Immortal Griffith versus Marquis de Sade, Big F and Hitman versus Nightcrawler, D's versus Papa Shaker, Conk versus Simply the Best, The Razor versus The Undertaker, Toxic Megatron Avenger taking on the Unsettled Chris Cage, Hobo Ezekiel versus Kane the Governor, Dr. Kent versus Killer Neptune, Paragon of Greatness, your first one to move on to round three, defeating Ryan Osborne. We've got Mancunian Maniac and Mark Caliber. Sean the Hitman Hurd defeated Ken Costa to move on. Scythe is taking on Redneck Avenger. Nox Boogie is taking on Bruce the Shark. Draven Blackbird versus Uber Vegan TPO. Prince versus Spade. And Magnificent Michael versus Money Sue. So that's the arsehole of the month. And let's take extra points. And currently extra points in round two, a lot going on there. All right. So with that being said, let's talk about some of these contender matches, starting with STB versus Kane the Governor. Kane getting his first opportunity in this spot, taking on a former world champion, a man who knows how to dominate in the rankings, and has definitely been looking forward to getting another opportunity at the world title. That he hasn't held for a while. So who's got the edge here? Is it STB with the experience or Kane the Governor, his first opportunity getting to this point?
I think on paper, if you look at RAWF and where they both stand, I think STB on paper wins this match. That being said, as I've said before, when these two get in the ring, especially when there's a spotlight on that ring, they have insane matches. They have five-star matches time in, time out. These are incredible ring technicians, and they bring out the best in each other, whether they admit it or not. I mean, maybe they do. I don't know. I'm just saying, from an outside perspective, they bring out the best in each other. And I think Kane has everything he needs to win this match. I think this is a coin flip. I think anyone betting on this match is stupid, because there is no obvious advantage here.
I agree. I agree, and either one of them would be a hell of a contender for the Immortal Griffith at Tropical Aggression. So we will see what happens when those two face off tomorrow here in Portland. Platinum, I mentioned it's brother versus brother for a shot at the Platinum Dragon Championship. Both men know that title very well, and they know each other very well. Of course, Killer Neptune coming off a loss to STB for the Platinum Dragon Championship, looking to get a second opportunity against his brother. Your thoughts?
I mean, matches between these two are always kind of a toss-up. I'm my gut says I'm going to go with Paragon here, because I generally don't bet against him.
All right. Well, I can't disagree. His record against his brother is pretty good, to be honest with you. So, there being said, Kayla the Governess versus Hobo is a rematch of last month's national contender match. Kayla winning that first one. Who wins the rematch?
I don't know. I don't know.
I have to give the edge to Kayla here, just because she may have gotten into Hobo's head after last month. So we will see.
So that's kind of why I'm humming and hawing, because Hobo should win that match. He just should. Bigger guy, stronger guy, more experienced guy. But I think Kayla's in his head. I think you're right. I think Kayla is in his head, and I find that when people are in his head, he does not wrestle to his potential, and then, you know, things happen.
Agreed. All right. Enigma versus Conk. Midnight Hobo Contendership match. Winner will face Nightcrawler for the Midnight Hobo title. Your thoughts?
I mean, my gut says Conk wins this. Enigma has a tendency to bite up more than he can chew. His mouth is very busy, you know, and it's bit him a few times already. But I will also say this, at every pay-per-view we've had since he's joined the company, he has had matches against top-tier talent, top-tier talent, top-tier talent. He keeps finding himself in these matches. And in every match, he does a little better. He is learning and he is improving. He's lost the bulk of those matches, but he has learned from every single one of them. If he puts all that together against Conk, you might see an upset. He might walk away with that title.
We shall see. And he is extremely confident. He was on last week, and he certainly did seem pretty damn confident that he could beat Conk this week.
He seem confident?
Yeah, true. Fair point. So, two very interesting Triple Crown contender matches. Of course, Hotshot Chaz will waiting to see who he will defend the Triple Crown title against. And for one, there will be no member of Anarchy in this match other than him.
Allowed?
Yes, it is. These taking on Tigress, both of them, it's been a while since either of them have held RAWF gold. And then Billy Gunn versus Revenge Gibson, both looking for their first RAWF championships as well. Who do you like in these matches?
I'm sorry, I got distracted. What?
How'd you get distracted?
Long story.
Okay. Deez versus Tigress.
Oh, God. Yeah. Deez versus Tigress. Deez should win this match, I think. He tends to be a little more concentrated, a little more focused. But at the same time, I don't know that he's going to put all of his effort in against Pigs. I can see him not doing everything he might elsewise do.
Yeah, I think Deez would have the advantage here. You're right. But Tigress can be pretty, well, to say, sharp.
We'll go with that, yeah.
Billy Gunn versus Revenge Gibson in the other Triple Crown contender match. Who do you like here, the redhead or the upstart front?
I mean, I kind of got to go with the redhead, don't I?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I think it's in my contract at this point.
Although I think Billy Gunn did get a raw deal at Philadelphia Freedom. He should actually be the multimedia champion right now. But as that goes, he has an opportunity tomorrow. If he can get faster Revenge Gibson, he will be one of the two challengers for the Triple Crown Championship. And then finally, we've got Bruce the Shark versus Davila to see who will challenge The Undertaker for the Multimedia Championship. This one's a tough one. I mean, I don't tell me. Davila, I can never rule her out, but Bruce has been busting some heads lately.
He has. It's true. I can't argue it. You know, he's not someone I usually pick, but I think I'm going to pick him for this match.
All right, you're picking Bruce to defeat Davila to move on.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's just been on. I think he's been more consistent lately, and I think his head's really in the game.
All right, I can't call this one. I'm too close to tell. And look who's out in the chat. I see an icon out there. An icon Scottish anarchist. Ignore the name. That's actually who that is, ladies and gentlemen. Former RAWF and WU stalwart icon. Good to see you, icon. All right.
Hello, so, Scottish man, I don't know.
You've never met Icon?
I've never met Icon.
You've never had the pleasure?
No.
You've never had the pleasure of trying to understand him?
What, he's Scottish. Jeez. How bad can it be?
Somewhere on here.
Look,
somewhere
Scottish,
on this soundboard.
The easiest way to deal with him is if he starts going too quickly and I can't understand him, hand him a buck fast. He'll drink it. He'll slow down. It'll be okay.
Somewhere on this soundboard, but I can't. I forget what it's labeled as. There is a performance by Icon that I can't remember where it is or who it's under. But
that's helpful.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I'm gonna try to look for it just because it's a classic soundbite. If I can find it, we will play it here in just a little while. But at any rate, so that is what we have in store tomorrow in Portland. Some huge contender matches. It is going. If I find it, Icon, I am playing it. I'm telling you right now. Oh, I'm pretty sure it's on here somewhere. Just got to find it. Oh, goodness. But at any rate, tell you what, while I'm looking, why don't we take a quick song break? And when we return, maybe if I find it, we'll play it. If not, we'll move on. But this is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked that he'd drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, see yon sleeping Scotsman so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see. And there, behold, four limbs of you beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddly io, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, we must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along. As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonnie star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddly io. Around the bonnie star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards a tree. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Ring ding diddle diddle laddie-o, ring da diddle io. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize.
Pickle, pa, 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 pickle, 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 pa, 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 pickle, pa, 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 pickle, pickle.
All right, well, I tried, but I could not find it all weekend. I'm gonna have to. I'm sure it's on here somewhere, but I'm gonna have to go through with a fine comb to find it, because it was very weirdly named, if I remember correctly. But all right, I kind of saying phew. That don't mean I'm still not going to try to look a little bit while we're talking with people. Let's bring back in the Paragon of Greatness now. Paragon, are you there?
Pa, pa, pickle. Pa, 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 pickle.
Tomorrow here in Portland, you and your brother Killer Neptune go at it for a shot at the Platinum Dragon Champion STB. At Tropical Aggression. So with it just being one night away, I mean, what's it been like between you and Killa as of late?
I mean, it would be one thing if he was doing his troll thing about the Platinum Dragon Contendership match. That would make sense. I could wrap my head around that. But this guy, I mean, have you seen all these cork boards he's hanging up around the arenas? All these weird, you know, yarn strings from one thing to another thing. He's ranting about birds and gorillas. I don't know what he's talking about. It's very frustrating. I'm one of the few people in this world that generally can speak Killer Neptune nonsense. I don't know what the hell's going on. I mean, the guy may look like a shark, but he's straight up Bugs freaking Bunny. And I don't know what to do with it.
Well, I mean,
Paul Acme.
I might need to get some anvil action going on here.
There you go. So with that being said, you get past Killer tomorrow, it will be you and STB for the Platinum Dragon Championship at Tropical Aggression. What are your thoughts on possibly facing STB in the Philippines?
There are few matches, possibly no matches, that currently could be formulated in RAWF that I would be more excited about having a big-time spotlight match than simply the best. I've said it for a long time. Everybody else seems to agree. Simply the Best is one of the finest professional wrestlers in this business. I mean, some of us are good talkers. Some of us are good wrestlers. Some of us are both. But some of us go beyond good. And when I say that Simply the Best is one of the best wrestlers of all time, I mean, from a technical standpoint, the crispness of how he executes maneuvers, how he transitions from one hold to another, the way that he understands his opponent and can strategize a way to outmaneuver them in a pure wrestling sense is something that I could not be more excited about the opportunity to potentially have a shot at, because I fancy myself a world-class wrestler as well. I think that a technical showcase is something that could very well be on the table. Of course, I have to get through the shark guy, but, you know, the Dream Crusher did come up from somewhere. Well, don't say that to Neptune. He'll go off on a whole thing. But yeah, the Dream Crusher nickname came from somewhere. And I've got to stop whatever this conspiracy nonsense is. My only concern with Simply the Best, from this being the dream match, like from a wrestler standpoint, because Simply the Best is that he is a wrestler's wrestler. And the only thing that I'm concerned about that we don't seem to be talking about that much is the end result of his match at Philadelphia Freedom. A lot of people seem to be associating whatever those shenanigans with that masked man running into the ring, clearly trying to swing at Simply the Best. Simply the Best ducking, he hits Killer Neptune. Simply the Best picks up the win. We seem to be just assuming that this is associated with whatever wacky shenanigans that Killer Neptune and his conspiracy nonsense is up to. But what if this was a 3D chess move by Simply the Best? What if this was actually a conspiracy, but not in the way that we thought that it was? And while I don't think that that's a very likely possibility, I think that I need to keep some eyes in the back of my head, because nobody seems to be thinking that maybe Simply the Best had something organized. You know, I'm going to hold out the best hopes here, though. I think that he's going to go out there, do what he does, be one of the, if not the best technical wrestler in the world. I'd like to test my mettle against him if that is the situation that will come. But I can't guarantee that, because we know what my brother's been doing lately.
All right. Well, we will find out. We will certainly find out how it all plays out tomorrow, to be certain. Will it be you or Killer Neptune versus STB in the Philippines? You looking forward to the trip to the Philippines in a couple of weeks, Paragon?
It's been a good long while since I've been there. I gotta say, I'm not only excited about, you know, getting to see some of the sights again, but it's not that often that we get to do these big overseas pay-per-views. We've got a huge fan base around the world, and I'm always really happy to see the looks on all of these fans' faces as they're getting to see, some of them, RAWF live for the very first time. A lot of these people, they don't get to see this kind of spectacle in person, and to understand and feel the energy of a crowd when they're experiencing something like this, and they know that this could be like a once in a lifetime sort of situation. They always blow the roof off. They make every match feel special. And that is something that no matter what happens at any pay-per-view, for all of us in the locker room, I think that I can speak on this, that win, lose, draw, whatever it may be, it's an experience that we always can take home with us and can get to carry with us for the rest of our lives, knowing the impact that we have on those fans during those special shows. So, yeah, I'm very excited about the trip.
All right. Well, Paragon, good luck to you tomorrow against Killa. And not much to say there. We will see what happens when it's you and your brother facing off for the Platinum Dragon Championship Contendership. Any questions for Paragon, Elvagan?
Nope, I'm good.
All right. With that being said, you have a good evening, Paragon, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, she is the reigning champion's choice and After Hours champion, winning that second title last week while you weren't here, Elegant, from Hotshot Chaz. Let's bring on... of the morning to you, Maeve.
You're having a hell of a night, boss man.
Don't remind me. Let's just move on and say hi to Elvacant. I'm sure you've missed him.
Of course I did, although now I'm a little sad that apparently he's only contractually obligated to like me.
No, I think you're the reason they put it in my contract. They were like, well, if you're going to have that much favoritism, it should at least be like, we should have the excuse that it's in your contract for when we get sued.
The O'Hare clause, is it?
Yes, see, exactly. In fact, that's what it says, the O'Hare clause.
I did miss you, and it were interesting to have more Corker call me match, but it would have been a lot better to have that excitement coming from you when I won.
If it helps, I am excited for you now.
I'll tell you what, you promised me that you'll be there when I retain it next month.
I will endeavor to do that.
Don't get yourself arrested again.
Knock on something wood. Hold on. Here, just move to the side. I need to get to my... Never mind.
I got you covered. It's good to see you back. I missed you.
Well, with that being said, Maeve... You do have the two championships. I know it's still a long ways away, and I'm not trying to put any pressure on you, but any thoughts on who you might be facing for that title at Tropical Aggression, the champion's choice, not the After Hours?
Well, I mean, I didn't reckon you were going to let me defend After Hours at the pay-per-view.
No.
I mean, if you want me to, I certainly could, but seems to defeat the purpose of the title. No, I thought I had an idea, and I've thought better of it. I don't reckon you'll let me defend against Vacant, would you?
No, afraid not.
I tried. I keep trying to get you on the pay-per-views, and he keeps refusing.
Very sad.
You know that, and you know why, so at any rate.
What about yourself, boss man? Do you want a shot at it?
No, I can't do it either. Been there, done that. Added it to the bylaws that I can no longer fight for that title.
All sorts of contractual reasons why people do think. I might have a new idea. We'll let it percolate.
All right, let it perk. So with that being said.
I don't play guitar Nightcrawler, so I'm not interested. Sorry. I've never been particularly musical. My man tried to get me to play piano, and it were a disaster.
I would have thought bagpipes. Maybe a hurdy-gurdy.
If I could play anything, I would probably want to play a hurdy-gurdy, but I don't have the coordination.
Was that?
I do like some hurdy-gurdy, I do. What's he looking at me like that for, Busman?
No reason.
You don't know what a hurdy-gurdy is, do you?
No. What is hurdy-gurdy?
So you know that weird instrument you hear in her entrance song?
Yes.
Not the drum part, but that weird, how do you say, it's like, it's clearly a stringed instrument, but it doesn't sound right. It's kind of got that drone going on.
The bagpipes, right?
No, not the bagpipes. The next time we play it, I'll point it out. It's
okay.
A very distinct sounding instrument.
I thought hurdy gurdy was on the Drew Carey show back in the day, but I didn't.
No.
The what?
I see what you did there, but no.
Okay.
The fella from The Price is Right.
Exactly.
What does he have to do with a hurdy gurdy?
No, don't worry about it. It went over your head. It went over a lot of people's heads, I'm sure. But El Vacant got it, and that's all that matters. All right.
I mean, I'm very tall. It's hard to go over my head.
That's true.
They also have impressive reflexes.
Anyway,
Bossman, what did you want to talk about?
I was trying to get to it, but you guys started talking about hurdy-gurdy, and I was like, I don't know, what am I supposed to do here? So,
all right, we will drop the hurdy-gurdy talk, and you can ask a very important question.
So, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Is there actually good news?
Yes.
Start with the bad news.
Oh, the bad news is I haven't found... I'm still looking for your name on the list. Oh, the bad news, you're facing La Capone tomorrow.
Is that actually bad news?
I don't know. The bad news was I couldn't find her on the list, but I found her, so it's no longer bad news.
All right. So what's the good news?
The good news is next week... you have an opportunity to add another belt to your list. As you will be challenging for the Superstars title against either Sassy Applebee's or Scott Maddox.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I can't remember the last time I were eligible for Superstars. It's been like 3 years. Isn't that something? That is good news. Thank you, boss man.
All right. See, did you see how tense she got when I said that about bad news, good news all weekend?
A little bit.
All right.
Well, that's because I knew you were going to bring up Randy, and Randy hates me.
I also felt her squirm a little bit as you started talking about, you know, next week. But then she bounced when she said what the match was, so I guess she's happy.
Don't you worry about Miss Squirmin, Vacant.
I'll worry about your squirmin.
But that is your day tomorrow. Love Capone on Superstars tomorrow, and it's not at the Superstars title next week.
Yeah, I can live with that. I can't say, like, I faced... It's lockable. How did you say it?
I don't know. It's L and then apostrophe A Capone.
Le Capone.
Yeah. Anyway, I've faced him in probably like 10 different indie companies, and I still couldn't tell you a thing about him. Apparently, that's even how you say his name. He's very.
I literally just told you how to say his name.
Before today.
Oh, well, that's different.
Nothing's ever made an impression. Sorry, boss man. Go on.
That's all right. That's all right. So good luck to you tomorrow, and we will find out next week who you will be challenging for that title and possibly adding a third title. Have you ever been Superstar?
I have never held Superstars. I've had, I think, like two shots at it, and neither one went my way. So maybe the third time's the charm. That's what my mom always says. Is it mean-spirited to say that I hope I'm not facing sassy?
No. No, it's not mean-spirited.
It's nothing against sassy. I like sassy.
It's called honesty, because right now she is on a
figuratively on fire.
Yes. I heard someone say she's literally on fire, which seems unfortunate for her.
She's not even a redhead.
She's not. She's very blonde.
Quite blonde.
I mean, that seems to be a problem tonight.
All right. Well,
you boss, man.
Good night to you. You have it, and you good luck to you tomorrow against La Capone.
Well, thank you, Balkman.
Luke Capone.
Welcome back, Bacon.
Thank you. Have fun. Good luck. Have fun storming the ring.
All right. It is now time to get a word in with our reigning world heavyweight champion, fresh off a win with the Paragon of Greatness at Philadelphia Freedom. He gets his comments on that and on who he wants to face the Tropical Aggression. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Another win for you in the belt in the never-ending feud with the Paragon of Greatness. Still world heavyweight champion. And now we turn to Tropical Aggression. And you've heard about the two people facing off tomorrow for a shot at that title. Who you like and who you choose and who you think will be – who do you think will be there when the smoke all clears?
History tells me that I will probably be facing simply the best again. And, you know, frankly, I look forward to that match. But I'll be honest, I will be rooting for Kane. I have never faced him for a title in this company, as far as I recall. And certainly never for the world. And I don't even know if he's ever gotten a shot at the world before. So I kind of like to face new blood.
So you're hoping for Kane the Governor is what you're saying.
I am hoping for Kane. I expect STB.
No, that's fair. That's fair. And then, of course, you two have squared off in a main event for the World Heavyweight Championship before. I believe you were one of the people he successfully defended the title during his reign a couple years ago or so. So with that being said, looking possibly for a little payback if it is indeed simply the best?
I mean, I don't really look at it so much as payback. You know, he did his job. He retained a championship. It wasn't like he came after mine and took something. He defended what was his. I can do nothing but respect that, right? Like, it's what I do. I've done it many times. It's what I'm always trying to do. It's what I will be trying to do at Tropical Aggression. it seems hypocritical of me to take umbrage with a different champion doing the same thing I do on a regular basis. If I am facing him, I will do everything in my power to retain. He is a, as Paragon said, he is a consummate professional inside that ring. He is extremely technical and a little hard to predict because he changes things up a little bit for just about every match, and that makes him a little hard to study tape on. So, we'll see.
Well, good. And how is the ankle? Yes, Paragon mentioned that you may have tweaked your ankle in that match.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it, a tweak, when he snapped my ankle.
Wait a minute, snapped?
Oh, yeah. Why do you think I didn't get – did you not see how that match ended?
Yes, I
just
didn't.
The reason I immediately took him to the ground. I couldn't stand.
Oh, goodness. And how is
it? In that ankle lock, he had me, and he snapped my ankle.
And how is that ankle healing? I mean, you're a fast healer. I know this.
I heal very quickly.
You feel what? Yes, you heal very quickly.
I heal very quickly. It is fine at this point.
That's good.
But it's
glad to hear. Well, I mean, I'm glad you're all right. I tend to comes to you because I do know you're a fast healer. Not worry about when I do see you injured, but Paragon did make a point last week that he thought it was pretty ugly. So I'm glad to hear you're better.
I believe the colloquial term for is that sucked.
He was very disgruntled for a day or two. Yeah.
I mean, I might have been moody. But I have this really great collection of antique, gorgeous canes, and I almost never get to use them. For a day and a half, I got to use one.
Well, there you go. See?
So there was
there
an upside. At the end, he got me in an ankle lock, and I it was weird because first I heard it and then I felt it, and you would think it would be the other way around, but I heard a very distinct crack, and then I realized, that hurts quite a lot, and I didn't realize it was broken at first because the boots we wore are pretty tight, to prevent ankle damage, I got them off me. I got out of the lock, and I went to get up, and I realized it wasn't going to support me. So I immediately just pushed off, took him down with a double leg. And at that point, I was like, I can't let him back up. If I let him back up, this match is over. So I had to finish it. So I did.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you are better. I'm glad that it's all healed up. Tomorrow on Superstars, you go one-on-one with Diesel Warrior.
That ought to be a good match. I haven't faced her in a while. And she's always quite competent in the ring.
All right. Anything else you'd like to talk about or add to this conversation?
Well, so I hear Big Purple might be getting has an opportunity to get a shot at the Platinum Dragon Championship. Did I hear that right?
Yes, that is correct.
So he's got to get past his troll of a brother, which I have every faith that he can do. And then he, too, might have to face STB at Tropical Aggression.
This is correct.
I kind of want to see that because partly I want to see, how does STB handle the pressure of facing two of the top talents in REW history in the same night? One literally right after the other.
You're right.
I kind of want to see that. I mean, maybe I'm a little sadistic there, but I kind of want to see that.
I can understand that. I can definitely understand that. And it seems like someone's done that, had to do that recently. I can't remember. I have to look. Well, I'd have to go back and look. But, that would be a heck of a task for anybody. And I wouldn't envy SCB, but at the same time, I kind of see him up there in near the caliber as you guys. So if anybody could pull that off, I think maybe it could be him. We'd find out. we may find out a tropical aggression. All right. Any questions for the Immortal Griffith, Elvegan?
So you say the ankle's good now? Yes. Why? I was just wondering because, you know, one of my nephews makes really nice gains. I was going to say, you know, if you needed one, like, he makes nice ones. Really nice. I'm good, but I will keep that in mind in case someone decides to break my ankle again. For the record, we here at REWF do not, in fact, encourage that. We think that would be a bad plan, and you should not do that. I don't think he speaks for REWF. I am the world champion. Of course I speak for REWF. I am the voice of REWF. Do you not see this gold right here? Right here, literally hanging right here. I don't think that's what that means.
All right, gentlemen. Griffith, thank you for joining us this evening, and good luck tomorrow against Diesel Warrior, and hopefully by next week, or if not next week, the week after, we'll know who you're facing off against in Tropical Aggression.
Well, guess we'll wait and see.
Take it easy on that ankle. All right.
For the record, good luck to Paragon, and actually, hopefully, not only do I hope he gets the shot at STB, I hope he wins. I'd like to see him holding the heart and soul of REWF once again. Now that he's kind of found himself, like, you know, look, I said this elsewhere, but I'll say it here too. You know, I had a lot to say to Paragon before that match, and one of the things I asked him is, like, if you're putting so much pressure on yourself to, you know, that winning this title proves that you've overcome and you do all those other things, I genuinely hope he understands that he already proved that. That was one of the toughest matches he's ever given me. And that's what I've always wanted out of him. And I found in the past the way I get the match I want out of him is to piss him off. So I'd say I'm sorry, but I'm not, because I got what I wanted. But good luck, Paragon. I hope you take that title home.
All right. That was the Immortal Griffith, ladies and gentlemen, your World Heavyweight Champion. And glad he's all right. And I forgot. We will see what happens next week in this world title contender match. All right. Next up is a man who will be vying for a shot at the Midnight Hobo Contendership when he takes on Conk. Please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, the Extreme Enigma now joining us here on After Hours. Good evening, E.E.
Good to see you, L.A. Good to see you, Vegan.
Oh, hi.
All right. So, Enigma, tomorrow you and Conk vie for a shot at Nightcrawler's Midnight Hobo title at Tropical Aggression. Still, I'm assuming you're still feeling very confident in your abilities to beat Conk tomorrow.
I mean, you might as well just call me the confident enigma at this point. Doesn't matter who the opponent is, I go in there with a positive attitude.
Well, and that's always good, certainly, to say the least. So, with that being said, let's say it is you versus Nightcrawler for the Midnight Hobo title at Tropical Aggression. What's the plan? What's the strategy, if you will, to take that title from Nightcrawler?
Man, Nightcrawler is a hell of a different lineup there. He's somebody who I don't think I've had the pleasure of facing quite yet here in REWF, but, you know, we kind of meld in some ways. We both like the same kind of music, the same look. So I got to think that I know a little bit of what's going on in his head, but I'm not really going to know until I get in the ring with him.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Al Wakens, you anything? You weren't here last week, but anything you'd like to ask Enigma about this match?
So I do have to ask you. Like I kind of mentioned it before you went on air, but I kind of want to get your feeling on it. You know, like I said, your mouth has gotten you into some situations in your short time here in the REWF that have not turned out particularly well for you. Even I have to acknowledge, in every one of those situations, you've kind of come out stronger for it. Like you've learned, you've gone forward, doing better and better each time. I mean, I hate to ask, but is that kind of the plan? Do you just keep throwing yourself into the fire to get hardened? Like, what are you doing?
You know, you couldn't be more right there. It's almost a masochistic way of thinking I kind of have. You just said it right there, throwing myself into the fire. I just got to keep throwing myself and my opponents every single time, and eventually something does hit. I'm learning a little more every single time. And, you know, tomorrow I'm going to be learning a little more when I get in the ring with a veteran like Conk.
I think this is going to be a good match. I think you guys match up well. I mean, hell, it's just a clash of egos alone ought to bring the house down. So that ought to be amusing. But, you know, I do wish you well. I think it's a good match. As I did say, I think Conk is, you know, probably a little favored here. He's the bigger guy. I absolutely think you got a puncher's chance here. I think you have a chance to take that match.
All right. Well, we find out. Oh, what are you going to say?
I was going to say that I'm feeling about the same. Yeah, it's going to be a barn burner nonetheless. But one thing I do want to mention about Conk and less so MC, just kind of put it out to the roster in general, is you mentioned it right when I came on. I got the confidence and I got the mouth. And I keep saying it. Somebody has to. And you can bet either win or lose. I'm going to be sitting there in the middle of that ring, and I'm just going to be... You know, I think it's time that the roster got a little bit of a wake-up call. This isn't about any one person or any championship match or something, but tomorrow, I got some things to say. I'll just leave it at that. There's a lot of people, I've said it time and time again, I'm like a broken record at this point. A lot of quiet faces when they should be on mountains talking ages. So you guys just look forward to a little something extra tomorrow as well.
All right. Well, we find out tomorrow if indeed you become the next challenger to the Midnight Hobo Championship. Any final thoughts?
Bitch, that's kind of like out for you.
Oh. Chris Cage is a bitch. Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. No, you don't do something random like that and not elaborate. Something, did he say something, or was there something I don't understand here? What's going on?
But it's got some merit there. Without going too much out of the REWF bubble, let me just say that Chris sort of embodies the exact type of thing I hate within a wrestler. Laziness, lack of dedication, talks to a wall and doesn't really do anything. I mean, I talk to plenty of walls. You watch from some of my promos, I'm in an empty room, but this guy, it's walls, it's titles, it's nothing being said in a whole bunch of paragraphs, but like I said, I got plenty to say about everybody. Not a certain guy, but we'll get to him eventually.
I'd be careful, Enigma. Be very careful there. He is one of the most dangerous individuals in RAWF, guaranteed. So
he might shank you like a Tijuana girlfriend.
All right. Well, Enigma, good luck tomorrow against Conk, sir, and we will talk to you very soon.
I'll be seeing you guys soon. Goodbye.
All right. And speaking of the Midnight Hobo Champion, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him on. He is...
Good night, Crawler.
and gentlemen, he is the reigning Midnight Hobo and Ultimate Gauntlet Champions, and he may be in Dutch with the wife. He is Nightcrawler. Evening, NC.
Good evening.
So, are you going to be sleeping on the couch tonight?
Might be a little bit of Lefty Loosey and Righty Tighty for the next little bit. You know what I mean?
Oh, my.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's
Mama no likey.
I do not envy you.
Well, you know, I kind of knew what it was going into that match.
I mean, you both seemed pretty eager for the fight. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm sure you two will kiss and make up eventually. Just give her some time to take her.
That's about it, right? I mean, she is a professional.
This is true.
She is a professional. I expected that, you know, and I imagine she'll be a little sour with me for a while. But the great thing is she'll get over it. She'll come out stronger for it. And things will move on in our household.
So you heard the words of Extreme Enigma just a few moments ago about the possibility of challenging you for the Midnight Hobo Championship. And I know that I saw something you said earlier, that you're getting kind of tired of the Midnight Hobo title. Is that what I heard?
Well, you know, it's kind of a thing, right? I mean, I've defended it now, and I've defended it well. And no disrespect to the title. I want to make that clear. No disrespect to the title. But while I hold this title, it kind of holds me back from other titles on my bucket list, such as FUBAR and National. And National's been on my radar for, you know, for as long as I've been in RAWF. So losing the Midnight Hobo title, although it's hard to take a loss and lose the gold, but it would open up other opportunities for me. So whether it's Enigma or whether it's Conk, although I'm not really thrilled with what Enigma just said about my brother there in Anarchy, Chris Cage, but that's not my bag. Whoever I face at Tropical Aggression, they will get 110% of Nightcrawler of me. How that match ends, we'll see. If I lose the title, then I lose it. I move on to other titles I've got my eye on. If I retain the title, then, you know, hey, as a musician, the beat goes on.
I mean, I understand it. I do. You know, because when you are a champion, such as a Midnight Hobo, that means that you cannot rank for any contendership matches other than the world title. So that is a fair point.
Which I am going to say, I am still trying to get back into that conversation.
Well, and here's the thing, because I have a feeling there's an elephant in the room here, because you did something that no other RAWF superstar has ever done in a 14 match rankings period, and that's go 14-0. You went 14-0. The problem, of course, was as you probably understand, is that you didn't talk as much as the people ahead of you, who all had only one loss.
Yeah, well, that's the way shit goes sometimes.
Now, I just wonder. I hope, you know, I can totally understand being disappointed if it was an undefeated season. That is incredible. And the truth is, what did you finish as? Third or fourth, right?
Fourth, if I remember correctly.
Fourth. Let's take a look. Because I'm I want to take a
look.
Yeah, and that's basically what it was. They, two of the three people ahead of you only had one loss, and they all had almost twice the amount of trash talk points as you did. So,
well, they can thank me later for beating them up, I guess.
Oh, I mean, like I said, incredible, 14-0. That is not easy to do, especially in RAWF, where it's just, you know, when you're including at least one title defense there. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It is what it is, right?
Right. It is. It absolutely is. So, that just to let you know that that's why that happened, in case you were wondering or weren't going to ask, but really wanted to.
Water under the bridge, LA. Water under the bridge.
All right. Well, then we move on.
We're moving forward. We move on.
So, let's see here. You are not in. Let's see. Who is Nightcrawler?
Yeah, who's Randy got me going again?
Yeah, who did Randy match you up with tomorrow on Superstars? I'm looking.
This will probably be the last night I call in, unfortunately, due to outside circumstances. I'll be around, but this will probably be the last time I call in for a while.
That sucks. Is that because of the cell phone, or?
We'll just leave it at out of character stuff.
Okay, fair enough. Leave it there. So you got an easy night tomorrow. I hate to say that, but you do. Ryan Osborne, the metalhead.
Metalhead. Ryan Osborne.
Yes.
I should have said who. Yeah. Well, at least I've got somebody who shares the same interest in music as me.
There you go.
Yeah.
But. So that is your opponent tomorrow on Superstars. Any final thoughts you'd like to grace us with before we move on?
Only that Cougar, I don't think, has realized that has seen the results. And, yeah, I think I hope she's nice the next time I see her.
If you need a place to sleep
this
week.
Those claws dig deep.
If you need a place to sleep this week, I hear Raven's office is a comfy place. Take it from Hobo.
Hobo's been there. I think I'm gonna go. I think I'm gonna go knock on Griffith's door and take him up on his offer. Don't worry. There's no blood rituals or anything in my life.
All right.
I'm not
well,
that kind of Satanist for crying out loud. Jeez. I love cats. I love dogs, and I love other people's kids. So. You know, I love kids as long as I can give them back to their parents.
There you go. What? You got two fine daughters, though. I mean, you can't complain.
I sure do.
So.
Yeah, I'm very proud of my daughters. They're doing very well where they are. And, you know, Tatiana and Savannah are just rocking the YouTube scene. And I can't be prouder. I'm a proud daddy.
All right. Well, NC, good luck to you tomorrow, and we will hopefully know by next week who your opponent is at Tropical Aggression. Have a good night, sir.
I'm sure we will. Yeah, you too. Thank you. Good night.
Night. That was Nightcrawler, ladies and gentlemen, the reigning Midnight Hobo Champion. And for those, you know, I just want to reiterate again, you know, it is tough to get the number one or number two spots in RAWF rankings. It isn't just all about winning. You also got to do a lot of talking, you know, Vacant, as I'm sure you're not aware, but you've been around long enough to know that.
No, I mean, I've been calling the rankings long enough. I get who gets where and why. Like, you got to work that mic if you want to be one of the top guys around here.
Yep, absolutely. All right. So, with that being said, jeez, boy, Chris Cage has just been on, just been active and just talking and talking and talking. And he's another one. This guy, I still say he could very well be, easily be world champion if he put his mind to it. Look how much he's talking just tonight. And it doesn't even count for a point. I'm just saying. So,
yeah.
And Enigma, we told you. Oh, gosh, that was a little violent.
We have a dental plan, right?
We have a dental plan. Someone needs to help EE out there. Let's get some medical help for it. All right, time to bring on our resident albatross, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
How well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Ladies and gentlemen, Albatross Unlimited joining us now. Good evening, Albatross. Oh, wait a minute. Let me try that again. Good evening, Albatross.
Are we better now?
Yeah, we're better now. Sorry about that.
It helps when he turns on your mic.
It's been that kind of night for me, Albatross. Just laugh at me and move on like everybody else.
I see the chat's kind of, I think I'm going to stay up here in my bird cage, and there's so many bird droppings going on in the chat. I think I'm going to stay up here in my bird cage.
I don't think they're worried about you, Albatross. I think there's something about the penis hawk or something I saw. People are worried. Never mind.
I don't know what's going on tonight. I don't know what's going on.
I can't even believe I said the words penis hawk, but I did. But at any rate, Albatross, how you doing? What's on your mind tonight?
I know there's a full moon tonight going on in REWF or what's going on, but, man.
I hope not. I certainly hope not. All right, so what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I just booked my flight plans for Tropical Aggression coming up today, so... Everything
good.
A go for that coming up, so you know we're working on things, trying to get Tropical Aggression prepared for Albatross, made some flight plans, and so,
looking forward to the Philippines.
Yeah, I am actually. You know. Been taking some advice from you. You know, you kind of told me the last few weeks to kind of, you know, do some trash talking, kind of, you know, a few things. So.
Good, good, good. How's the win-loss record looking so far this period?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one. You guys are in charge of all that, not me.
yeah. All right. Let's see here. I believe 7-5. I think July 5th was July 5th would have been the last. Let's see. Yes, July 5th would start the rankings period, and I think we'll take a look. Let's go over it. Of course, you're still going by the moniker L Albatross Unlimited. How do you feel about that, L Vacant? That he's doing?
I think that's
now?
Hilarious.
you
mask,
keeping that?
It's great, I love it.
Are you keeping that for a while, Albatross, or was that just a?
Actually, since I've kind of kept the Albatross Unlimited, it's kind of helped me actually a little bit on the win loss record. Not just only on REWF, but a couple other companies I'm in. So it's kind of maybe it's the spark I need.
You felt the true power of the luchador.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see.
Maybe
you started that.
An albatross should fly.
There you go.
Fair enough.
So, let's see. You started out the period with a win over Blake Bradley. We mentioned that last week, I think. I don't know who you faced on. The next round, Robin, you lost to Prince. So,
right.
In round robins thus far, so far, 1-1. Let's see.
I'm in trash talk against, what's his name? Ken Coster right now?
Uh-huh.
Trash talk. That's
ongoing.
And then we got tomorrow. The next match, round robin.
Let's see. Tomorrow's match. Oh, by the way, you'll be taking on Anton Dare tomorrow. But I'd have to, let's see here. Let's go look at Superstars. Superstars would have been the July 9th in Phoenix. Let's see if we've gone. And you took on.
I'm somewhere in there.
I'm looking. A lot of names. There's a lot of damn names to go through. Let's see.
It is a Lions fan, so you know.
Menifee, you faced Menifee, and you beat Menifee. So, and then last week in Los Angeles, you squared off with Kitty Kabam.
I lost that match. I remember that.
And lost that match. So a start of 2-2 to the rankings that we know of. So, I mean, not horrible, but not great. But how's your talking been in those matches?
It's a work in progress. It's getting there.
All right. Well, like I said, you'll be facing Anton Dare tomorrow on the Superstars. We'll see a chance to showcase your skills against a former many-time arsehole of the month and a former men's champion. So certainly something to look forward to there.
Okay. So have you little help here since you're having an off night? No pun intended, but what about your other thing you were going to do earlier? Have you... Now you're having an off night, so.
What?
Say that again? Your tournament you were going to start like an hour ago. You forgot? Did you forget about it? The sidetrack?
No. I absolutely did not forget about it. I just decided without telling anybody that I was going to give everybody extra time to join it.
That's true. Okay.
See, I don't have to announce. I don't have to announce my intentions. I am starting the tournament now, though, just because I can.
To see who. Let's see. All right, you're starting now, so let's see.
You are facing Damia in the first round.
Who?
Damia. D-A-E-M-I-A, a member of Anarchy.
That's a tough fight. Just prepare yourself for a tough fight.
Just prepare yourself for a tough fight, indeed. By the way, have you thought about investing in a nameplate anytime soon?
You kind of have to have the wrestler bucks to do that with, don't you?
Yeah, you don't have 35 wrestler bucks? I think that's all the difference, right, Awaken? Isn't that 35?
For the first one, yes, I believe that's correct.
All right.
No, I'm not even close to that right now.
No. All right. Have you not been doing the ladder, the daily the ladder,
yeah.
Matt?
Yeah, I've been doing the ladder. Yeah.
You can get 3 or 4 wrestler bucks a week doing that. So.
I've got 4 right now.
Then you haven't been doing the ladder, or you've been spending your bucks on stuff.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Right. Look, he had to buy a mask, okay? Leave him alone.
Hey, he called me out on my damn tournament. I'm calling him out on his damn nameplate, all right? That's all there is. Anyways, no, I'm just kidding with you, Albatross. You not everyone can, you know, it is what it is. You'll get one when the time comes. Time runs. You'll get those bucks one of these days. But at any rate, any final thoughts? Anything to say to Anton Dare tomorrow?
Sorry, I'm kind of just checking out the tournament real quick while you were bad one. While you were babbling on over there. So
Babbling, you know he's the boss, right?
Oh, I'm fully aware, I know. We all have off.
You know,
off,
he could just like
night.
Randomly decide to feed you to Paragon 4 weeks in a row.
He just what?
He could just feed you to Paragon like 4 weeks in a row.
I would never do such a thing.
No, of course not.
Tell me when I'm wrong. I have never done such a thing. Ever.
No, I'm trying to get him to understand that he needs to think before he opens the jaw wagger.
You feed me to Paragon. You can feed me like a bird to Paragon for 4 weeks in a row. Okay.
I don't think Paragon. I don't know that Paragon. I think Paragon prefers chicken. I'm not sure.
Pickles, actually. He's very fond of pickles.
He likes pickles?
Oh, loves pickles. Ask him about his pickles.
I got him stopped up on them, put some in my bird cage earlier. So.
You have pickles in your bird cage?
I do.
I can't even think of any. I come back for that. El Vacant, anything?
He's an exotic bird. I don't know what
he eats. Hey, El Vacant's got to start with trusting up in the bird cage, all right?
Look, I don't want to talk about the fact that you carry a giant bird cage around. That's between you and your moving company. I don't kink shame.
What's his name? No judgment or, you know, no judgment on that?
No.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, there's living the gimmick, and then there's this. I go you, man.
Like I said, I'm a work in progress. I'm working things up, so I'll leave you with that as time sealed and delivered, so.
Time sealed delivered, I'm yours. I can't help it. He fed me a song lyric.
Yeah, he did. He did. All right, Albatross. Well, good luck to you against Anton Dare tomorrow. And we do not know who yet you will face at Tropical Aggression, but since you already all got the plans, I'm sure it'll be somebody interesting. We'll see. We shall see. Good luck to you, sir.
All righty.
I gotta admit, he's starting to get a little bit better. He's starting to get a little more brave, if you will, El Vacant. Certainly, talking back to the boss is a sign that you're gaining some confidence, I think. So that's a good sign, in my opinion. What are your thoughts?
I agree. You have to have a little bit of chutzpah in this business to get anywhere. So good for him. He's trying. And you know, like I said, he got the mask now. He's going with the whole El Albatross thing, which I appreciate, you know, look, and if he gets out there and he actually starts doing some lucha stuff and flying around the ring and getting some wins, good for him.
Agreed. He's getting some wins over some opponent, over some good competition. We will see. I think he's starting to get it. He's starting to just now get an inkling of what he's in for here and what he's got to do, and hopefully still getting the advice that he needs. We shall see. All right. So Tropical Aggression is still 3 or 4 weeks away, and talk to me. He's excited. It seems like everybody's excited. What are you excited most about the Philippines, Olvagan?
The food, mostly.
Yeah?
Oh, God, the food there is amazing, and the people are really great. Look, I've been before. Have you ever been?
No.
All right.
Not that I can remember.
Understand. Here's a few things you need to understand about the Philippines. They are some of the nicest and most welcoming people you will ever meet in your life. But they also want your American dollars. So you have to be a little careful. And I don't mean like from robbery. They're just going to try and sell you all kinds of things and understand. And they know that you don't understand the exchange rate.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Let's bring back in the Razor if he's still here. Razor, you still with us, buddy?
Yes, sir.
I've got good news and I've got bad news.
You can't find him on the list?
That's like a double-edged blade, but let's go with the good news.
The good news is the show's almost over. You can go over to playing Conan in just a few minutes.
And the bad news?
The bad news is you'll be facing a very pissed off First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, tomorrow on Superstars.
What else is new? The ladies?
You it's that kryptonite again, isn't it, Razor?
That only comes into play with a certain lady, but we'll see, I guess.
Well, just like in the comics, they say kryptonite can come in different colors, my friend. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. But yes, you drew the First Lady of Anarchy tomorrow, coming off her loss to her husband for the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship. Enjoy that.
Yeah, I will try.
All right. Other matchups tomorrow on Superstars involving people that may not know who they're facing tomorrow. Well, let's see. Hotshot Chaz will be taking on Striker. The unsettled Chris Cage will be, since he doesn't need to fight in his contenders match, because the contenders match has become the title match. But who is, he takes on Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon tomorrow. Let's see here. Anybody else out there? Nope. I don't think so. I think it's everybody. All right. So tomorrow comes to you live from the Moda Center here in Portland, Oregon. Going to have a great time. And then El Vacant, is it? I've heard. Why is there? Is there a police car pulling up outside? I saw red and white flashing lights.
I didn't do Look, I haven't had time to do anything. They just released me today.
Are you sure? Okay. Hold on a second. Why don't you go out and find out?
Let's see what's going on.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, Tropical Aggression comes to you live August 27th from the Philippine Arena in Ciudad de Victoria in the Philippines. Well, we wait on El Vacant return. Paragon, you have anything to promote tonight?
Are your pants just too darn clean? Well, Vulture Cameo Services are here for all your pants soiling needs.
Okay. Thank you, Paragon. Maeve, anything to promote tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to reiterate my offer to Albatross. If he finishes out this Rankin Spirit in the top 25, I will buy him a nameplate slot.
Woo! Wow. I don't know if he's still, hopefully he's still listening. Wow. That's a generous offer, Maeve. Top 25, get a nameplate.
I'm here to help.
You are, indeed. Razor, anything to promote tonight?
Unfortunately, no. I'm dealing with the stigmatism right now.
It really is twitching. Like,
Helvetica, everything okay out there?
Call a lawyer. Call a lawyer.
What the? Oh crap. Oh boy. Okay. More Griffith, anything to promote tonight?
Do you find yourself in need of legal assistance? Well, we here at Do We Cheat 'Em and How know how to get you off the hook. Just call us at 1-800-GET-SUED.
All right. I'm gonna cut this short so I can go find out what the hell just happened to Vacant. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this evening. This has been RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network, and I have no idea what just happened. Good night, everybody.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about